This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
Joining me in the studio, I've got a full studio this morning. I have got Lydia Rugaber from the Ferryport Canal Day. She's actually the chairperson this year. We've got Rhonda Morelli from the I Family of Dealerships and Nancy Regas, director of the Ferryport Parrington Partnership, all here for Rock Talk. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
So we're here because we're getting excited. Ferryport Canal Days coming up next weekend. Always a lot of fun over in Ferryport. And Lydia, we'll start with you. Tell us, what's coming up with Canal Days this year?
Yeah, so for those that missed it, Ferryport Canal Days is Friday, June 2nd, until that Sunday, the 4th. So we'll be kicking off with a chicken barbecue on that Friday at 4:30. And then we'll have live music from the Eastman Community Music School, followed by Northside Johnny. And then on Saturday, our arts festival goes from 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5, but make sure you guys are sticking around for the music on Saturday evening with Canal Nights from 7 to 11. We're going to have Mr. Mustard.
Awesome. Which is a Beatles tribute,
Beatles,
right?
Cover band, yes. And then they're followed by Hello City, which is a Bare Naked Ladies cover band.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff.
Yes, yes, always a lot of fun. And that's one thing I love about Ferryport and Ferryport Canal Days, the music, the art, the cultural part of it is always so embraced with the festival.
Definitely, yep.
And so we've got you all in studio, though, because you're all involved. I sponsoring it, of course.
Hello, yes.
In part, of
course.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. I just want to say that I won a Mr. Mustard t-shirt one year because I was the best dancer at the Beatles. I was doing all of my 60s and 70s moves, you know.
Can we expect that this weekend?
You know what? I don't know. I might have a couple new moves this year.
Okay.
So I'm going to go right into the 80s and 90s.
I'm going to have to get a t-shirt for you.
So I'm really excited because I might need another t-shirt. So.
Yeah.
You definitely need
fresh
a t-shirt. It's everybody coming together. That's what I'm getting at here, right? It's businesses, it's different nonprofits and organizations all working on this event together to make it happen. How many people are involved with it?
I mean, at the end of the day, with everyone that helps us leading up to the event and then the weekend, there's probably almost 100 volunteers, I'd say, to make this event happen.
Still looking for volunteers this late in the game, too?
We will always take more volunteers, for sure. Boots on the ground, weekend of, is really important. So feel free to reach out to us if you want to help out.
That's awesome. Yeah. And how do they get in touch online, on the website?
Yes, we have the info at Ferryport Canal Days email address. You can find it on our website and just send us a message. We'll hook you up.
Nancy, you're here, too. You're with the Ferryport Parrington Partnership, something I had never heard of before until about 6 months ago.
That's right. It was wonderful when we first connected over this. So the partnership is a unique organization that's we're located in the village of Ferryport in the Box Factory. So if anybody's getting an ice cream cone, you'll find my office just opposite that door and come in and say hello. What our objective is, we're a not-for-profit and we work with village government, the town government, merchant association, and basically all the volunteers in the community. So we're a resource to connect people, and we work with economic development, travel and tourism, events, promotions. And one of the really unique elements of our office is we have a design committee of volunteers who are architects, engineers, landscape architects, designers, and they offer their services for free. They give back to the community. And I think it's gauged, you know, as people come in looking to expand their business or something, we can often give them a help to get through that first phase of design in terms of opinion.
Sure.
So it's just a really great resource, and I would encourage any other community around here to create one because it fills that gap between government and business and community.
And explain that a little bit more, because I think, you know, people come to Ferryport and they see a beautiful canal town with the restaurants and the shops and all the festivals like Canal Days next weekend, but they don't maybe understand what you're saying there. And because I noticed this as a new resident of Ferryport, that there's a different feel there. And there's, as a taxpayer in that town, you do feel like the village and the town and everybody's kind of working together towards a common goal that you don't always see everywhere.
Exactly. And I think it's the idea that we approach this as everybody's a partner, right? And you're a team. And so if we have, when we have our monthly meeting and we have people from each of these different organizations or committees, if they're sharing what they're working on and the person across the table goes, hey, that works well because we're doing this, it's one of those, you know, everybody's boat rises if you, you know, share information and help each other. And so we work, and our office also works closely with the canal. So that's been a really important feature to bringing, you know, the entertainment and travel tourism element to Fairport. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about our train platform for one quick second.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because my 2.5-year-old loves the caboose.
Thank you.
You're all full invited. Circle. It's the stage for Fairport Canal Night. So
exactly.
We are still on topic.
We are on topic.
Love
exactly.
Love it. But my son, he noticed it's been painted recently.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
So looks please great. Come down to Canal Nights and you will see it up close and personal. It's beautiful.
Yep.
It's a 1978 Conrail caboose that is an accent to our train viewing platform.
Yep.
So come on out and we'll show it to you while you're dancing to Mr. Mustard. And
come yeah. down and we'll show you our caboose.
Thank you.
I set you up. That was a fat
I know.
But yeah, so all sorts of stuff going on. What can somebody expect this year that's different, that's new at Canal Days?
Yeah, so one thing that we're really excited about is we're going to be utilizing the Liftbridge Lane West area of our village. And we're going to be having a tasting area in there. So you can come in and have samples of bourbon or cheese or pastries and just kind of get to taste these different local businesses' products.
Right. And so if you know our tagline of find it in Fairport, well, we're calling this new market area, taste it in Fairport.
Love yes. it. Taste yep. it in Fairport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that
exciting.
Is cool. That's one of the things I love about the festivals, and in particular this one in our area, is that local feature, having those local vendors, you know,
yes.
show their products and the stuff that's made right here, not just in New York, but right here in our region.
Yep.
Which is huge for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Music as well. You said Mr. Mustard. We've got Hello City as well. And it's got, and we're going to kick it off on that railroad platform, which
yes,
is cool.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So those are just our Canal Knights bands, but we also have over 50 acts that will be playing during the day on 5 different stages throughout the festival. So you'll be able to hear live music from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. And it is all free.
Yeah, except for Saturday. Saturday is a Fairport Canal Nights. It's $10 admission, but that is paying for the bands, the Mr. Mustard and Hello City, and mm-hmm. It's definitely worth your money. It's a great show. It goes to our local merchants.
Which, okay, so let's talk a little bit more about that. So the local
yeah.
merchants, are they? Does this festival support them as well? How does that kind of
it
work?
It does. So Fairport Canal Days is produced by the Fairport Parent and Merchants Association. So most of the funds that are collected through this festival go back into the local businesses,
okay.
of course, after we cover expenses. And
sure.
Bands and stuff like that, but our number one support is local businesses, as well as we do have touch points with the arts as well in the area.
And right. and so is that Merchants Association like a Chamber of Commerce or?
In a sense, it's about 47 years old, I think, right now, and. We are partners, like we work nicely with the chamber, but they tend to have membership that's more of the brick and mortars
okay.
that you're going to find. And that's how it was established back then. It was to help the Main Street businesses when they had, well, as you know, our bridge was closed for 2 years. Well,
yeah.
this seems to happen every 6 or 7 years when there's a repair or some reason to close a bridge or a street. And that's what inspired the Merchants Association to be created. That was through the Scarecrow Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the merchants really are driving a lot of the reason to come in and do your shopping and dining and you know, walking around the village.
And are most of those merchants, are they going to be displayed on Canal Days as well with some kind of booth or something?
Yes, we have a whole merchant marketplace, which is in Village Landing.
Okay.
So you'll get to see them all there and mixed in, whether they have a storefront right on Main Street or down Liftbridge. So they'll be there.
So speaking of Main Street, that's where you're going to find Ide Family of Dealerships. You can find Rhonda. right as you come in Main Street. Mm-hmm. And which cars do you know what you're bringing this year yet? Because you always have fabulous things.
Yes. We'll probably bring the ID4, the all-electric SUV. Oh. It's electric, Fairport. It's
electric. Gotta love that Fairport electric as a resident, I must tell you.
But we'll be right next to Ed, right? You're coming down too?
Yeah, so Legend's going to be in a new space this year as well on the north side of the canal with you. So happy to be there. But if people come down, are you giving away a car? What are you guys doing?
Yeah. I mean, just come on in, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm teasing.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think we're going to bring an ID4 from our Volkswagen, potentially bringing like a Ridgeline from the all-new Ridgeline from Honda. So, yeah, that'll be fun. And make sure that we block everything up so that people
security are gonna,
exactly.
That's one
for
of
all my t-shirts.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I need all my t-shirts in the back there because, I mean, there's a lot of bands. So
that's right. You got a lot of dancing to do.
But Rhonda, tell me. You know, we hear it on the air here on Legends 102.7 all the time that IDE is behind Canal Days and behind all sorts of events and community efforts in our town. And why is that? Why is IDE so involved with all of these things?
Well, I mean, it really stems from our values, right? Like, we just want to give back. We've been here for 40 years. Rich and I have been working together for about 10 now. Yeah, we just really love, you know, the lifestyle, the music, and also, you know, any of the research. We've tried to help anywhere that we can make our little community better.
Well, you've had a big impact, and we really appreciate your sponsorship because everything from Oktoberfest to Canal Days and Christmas and you name it.
Yep.
So they have just been wonderful to work with, and everybody loves their vehicles. So it's a win for us, that's for sure.
Oh, thanks. We are giving away T-shirts, too. Really awesome comments about us. That's how you get our... We're actually having tank tops this year, and I didn't tell Rich yet, but I redesigned our logo. So yeah, it looks really cool. I think so anyway. It's like kind of a throwback to the 80s. So it almost looks like a Miami Vice kind of thing.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Yeah, so you can fight crime too, or solve detective work. That's what they did, right? They were detectives.
Right.
We're giving out quite a few things, and we'll be hanging out with Ed. Yeah, I can't wait. Time. It'll be fun.
And we're excited. Well, of course, Legends will be there both days, right next to you. We'll be updating folks on what's happening over there at Canal Days, and we've got some fun stuff to give away. We've got tickets for Gladys Knight that we're going to be giving away. So,
that's fun. I didn't know she was coming.
Yeah, Seneca Niagara Casino in a couple of months. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh. So it'll be fun. How about food, though? I'd be remiss if I asked about food. What about, because I feel I'm getting hungry just thinking about this festival.
I know. So we actually have over 40 food vendors.
Wow.
So you are going to have your pick from a garbage plate to fried pickles to maybe the healthier side with a panini or a wrap. So anything you can think of, we'll definitely have there.
Again, parking, if people are thinking about it, you know, if they're not in Fairport or living in Fairport, parking?
Yeah, so a couple different options for handicap parking. You will be in Packets Landing. But then we also secured a shuttle this year, and that will be picking you up at Minerva DeLand and dropping you off right at Perrin Street near the Dollar Tree. So you'll walk through Village Landing. You'll get to see our merchant marketplace with all our wonderful merchants in there. Come right down to Main Street, and you'll be right in the festival through shuttle.
And no restrictions this year. I know we're still kind of in this like weird post-pandemic world where we're like, no restrictions.
Right? Yeah, sure. We're good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We're no good. Restrictions.
Dancing restrictions.
No restrictions to come see our caboose. I love this. I can't wait.
We are talking with Nancy, Rhonda, and Lydia about Fairport Canal Days, which is coming up this weekend over in the Village of Fairport. Also thinking, too, this is a family fun event. What's there for the kiddos to do?
Yeah, so we have a whole kid zone, which will be in the north parking lot. And the actual town of Parrington is putting on this event. So I'm assuming they'll have anything from a dunk tank to different games,
maybe.
Bounce houses. I know that there'll be Dippin' Dots in that parking lot. So
Ooh,
if they're looking
right.
for Dippin' Dots. Kids zone.
The town has a recreation department that is to top of the line. These people work so hard to just think of all the things that a family's going to want to enjoy the weekend. So they're going to be pretty close to where Ide and Legends are going to be. So you'll be able to hit everybody at once. It's on the north end of the village, on the east side of the street. But the kids will absolutely be having lots to do.
That's fantastic. And if somebody's wondering too, if they want to volunteer, you guys mentioned early on that you are still looking for volunteers. Just head to your website for that. Yeah.
Yep. You'll find our email address right on the website.
Yeah.
And that is fairportcanaldays.com. Check it out there. You can get the info on there. Also wondering, what does the Merchants Association plan to do as far as, you know, helping to push more of that shop local stuff? Is that what some of the funds from this will do? Or?
Oh, absolutely. That will, one of the fun things we have coming up this summer, if anybody ever was a Where's Waldo fan.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a new, you know, small bookstore on High Street called, I'm just drawing a blank.
Another chapter.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad for the nudge. Thank you. And they became they applied to whatever the book organization was that was offering this option. And so all summer, I think it's starting in July, you will have the opportunity to search for Waldo's in the community and the different businesses.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's one of the, you know, additional features that the Merchant Association tries to create to bring people into the village. So over the holidays, we did a gnome roam. So you had little gnomes and gnome houses in the businesses, and people had a little card that they would check off as they were searching. Yep. So, yeah, the merchants are always looking for ways to engage the community and bring them down to, you know, shop local.
Nancy, how many people work in the Fairport-Parrington partnership? I feel like there must be like 50 people in this office with all that's going on.
Well, if you don't count my many personalities. it's myself and Pam Renfro is our assistant, and she's a part-time fabulous asset to us. Yep. I have 12 board members. Two happen to be in the room with me right now. And then the rest are volunteers in the community. You know, we're just grateful for people that give of their time and talent, because I think it shows in the community. When people care about where they live and they give back to it, it just makes it all the more, you know, successful.
Definitely.
And I mean, it really is everything. It's everything from helping, you know, maybe a business that wants, you know, a leg up to figure out how do I work this plan out before I actually spend $1 million on doing something.
Exactly.
To a nonprofit that needs help. I'm even thinking about
Learning
the Ukrainian
links.
Refugees and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. So right now, so the partnership also has another element called the Fairport Foundation, and it's a 501c3, and we're able to help with charities and education and people in the community who wouldn't necessarily be able to receive funding because they're not necessarily a 501c3, yet they fit the criteria. For instance, Learning Links, which is a tutoring program that really helps migrant families and people who are relocating to the Pines of Parrington and could use a little extra assistance adjusting to the life in the USA. Mm-hmm. So we were able to help them with a grant last summer, and we have ongoing programs like with the Memorial Day Buy a Brick program. You know, so yeah, there's a lot going on. So if people are interested, please come to our website and call, stop in. You know, I'm happy to share more details.
And what is the website for the partnership?
Yep, fairportpartnership.org.
Always something going on there. But yeah, Canal Days coming up this weekend in Fairport. We're excited.
Thank you so much for your support with us. You know, we're very grateful for the relationship you guys brought to the partnership in Canal Days. So.
Well, cool. Thank you for coming into the studio this morning. We'll let you guys go because I know they got a lot going on for next weekend. So.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.